take the light bread, you know, but that was all curiosity to us, and it was new to us, and Lord, we just see me like Miss could break the best bread I ever eaten in my life.
Well, now that would be...
We called it loaf bread.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Loaf bread, and yeah. She'd make them in loaves, you know. We called it loaf bread.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the kind that you'd have to put, it would rise, wouldn't it?
Have to wait for it, you know. I don't know how long she'd let her rise, but she'd have to fix it and let it rise and work it down and mm-hmm. put it in loaves and let it rise again. And
what caused it to rise?
Was the yeast that was in it.
Mm-hmm.
You have certain kinds of yeast, you know, and so much of everything else that she'd put in the dough, I'd
mm-hmm.
call it.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd make it up into a dough and it would rise, and then she'd take it out of that dough. Well, I made this kind of bread, but I never could make nothing like she did. Take it out of that and put it down on the dough board and work it into, it's like I was fixing to fix biscuits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pinch it off and put it in the pans that I was going to let it rise in, and let it rise in for 2 or 3 hours until
mm-hmm.
it got as high as a, and then bake it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about what you'd make with cornmeal?
Well, we just always made cornbread. I never could make nothing else out of it. Ma said her mother could make good light bread. And one time there's a recipe come out not too many years ago in a paper for making corn light bread, and I wanted to put it out, and I lost my paper, and I never did.
Oh, you never did get it. Well, did you ever take just something that you just use cornmeal and salt and water and then fry it?
No,
never heard of anything like that. Well, have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what I think a corn dodger is. Oh, used to, a long time ago, the first settlers in this country didn't even have any, in the PD community, didn't have any soda, anything like that. Of course, they had plenty of milk, but they'd put salt, if they had it, in their meal, sift it and have it all ready, you know, and pour hot boiling water in that. And put it in the pan and wet their hand over here in cold water and
mm-hmm.
spat it down, and
mm-hmm.
I believe that was a corn dodger. I won't be positive, but I think that was.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I didn't have much confidence in much further corn dodgers, but that was, they had to eat it, and I think that's what a corn dodger is.
Well, you just put cornmeal, though. You just made cornbread. That was all.
I just made pure cornbread and tried to make good at that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a corn pone. Some people talk about corn pones, and I believe the way they done that, they made up just like I make my pan and my bread, you know. And then when they went to cook it, they'd put a little water dough here in this end of the bread pan, a little water dough here in this end of the bread pan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it started rising and cooking, well, maybe it would meet, but wouldn't, you know, just barely meet.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they cooked it and it browned it, and them, each end of that would be called a corn pone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that. I believe I'm right
mm-hmm.
there. I don't know. I never did cook any, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I always just pour mine in the bread pan one end to the other and let it go.
I think they have like a breakfast, and they make up a batter, and they fry like 3 or 4 of them at a time and stack them up, call those.
Well, some folks call them stack cakes,
mm-hmm.
and some call them fritters, and some call them hot cakes,
mm-hmm.
and this, that, and the other. I think stack cakes is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stack cakes.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Now, what would you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
Mm-hmm.